He must pray first to be liberated from the heavy thraldom of the senses, the desires, and the thoughts. He must pray next for the conscious presence of the Overself. His yearning for such liberation and such presence must be unquestionably sincere and unquestionably strong. The Overself is not merely a concept, but a living reality.